Declamei Menophal Diviaklasuras. If you find these stones next to the Makulius, Rashi says could go in the Amo the Chatsiyamo, only 1 or 2 feet away from the Makulius, then for sure it's Asuras. Because again, we know for sure it fell off from the main pile. Keep thinking, where's the Makulius? Pumruchokis. You find these stones a little bit further away from the Avodah, from the Makulius. So Rashi learns Makulius means the Arbamis. You find it 4 Amos away from the Makulius. The Vadai Lav Minenofom. For sure these stones did not fall off from the big pile, but they were put there by itself. And the Machukas, Mor says, Mimuchokais, Vu Bitsad Makulius Ketoni. For the Mor's question, I bought Bitsad Makulius Ketoni. The Mishnah says it's next to it. Mashm is close. So Mor says, no. My Bitsad, in order on the side, means Bitsad Arbamas a day. Next to it, meaning 4 Amos away. So it's like this. We have Yishmoel Sovar, Oisin Makulius Katoin, Pitsad Makulius Godel. That was a normal manner, that next to the big pile of stones, they would make another small pile, and they would worship that small pile by itself. So therefore, even though it's 4 Amos away from the big pile of Makulius, the Yishmoel says if you find 3 stones there, so like this, Sholosh, if you find 3 stones there, Tidam Yil Makulius. That's like the way they start off the main Makulius. Like I said before, the main one, they start off 1 stone next to another stone, and the third one is on top of it. See if you find now on the side of the big pile another 3 stones. So we say Asurais, that these 3 stones are awesome, because for sure they worship these 3 stones. Rashi says, Oysa Makulius Kota means Kolaimar. Darkon Lassus Cain. It was a normal thing for them to make like another set of stones next to the big set, and to worship them also. If you find 3 stones, that's the way they worship them. But Shtayim Mutaris, if you only find 2 stones there, so you know these are just some 2 stones, like the 4 Amos away from the big pile. So for sure it did not fall off from the big pile. The question is, if they start to worship these 2 stones by itself, now we say no, 2 stones is not like a Makulius. They'll only worship them when you have at least 3 stones there. That's the Svar of Yishmael.
But
Shtayim Utaris, that's Rabbi Shmuel Svara. Rabbanan Sabri, no. Ein Oisin Makulius Katon Bitsad Makulius Godel. They did not make a small Avodah Zarah next to the big one. So therefore, Loishin or Sholosh Loishin or Shtayim, there's no difference whether how many stones you find. It's all only one criteria. The thing is, nearest Imai, if it looks like these stones now, let it be only 1. But it looks like it fell off from the big pile, then Asuras. Then for sure it's an Avodah Zarah. They worshipped it as the Lassa. But Shein, nearest Imai, it's Dalet Amos away, that it does not look like this 1 stone, or even 2, or even 5, or even 10 stones. If it does not look like these 10 stones fell off the Makulius, then Mutaris. That's the Makulius Rabbi Shulam the Rabbanan. Mishmol holds they make a small Avodah Zarah next to it, so if you find 3, it's its own Avodah Zarah. Rabbanan say no, they don't make their own small one. If it fell off us, then not mutter. Oh mama, what would you say before? The Yidua Shenoshu Mimenu Divrei Hakol Asuros. If you know for sure this stone came tumbling down from the big pile of stones, then for sure it's still Asur. Now like we said before, that's the Urchei Bekach, and they still worship this broken stone. Or a minute, I have a question. It sounds like this. Avonim shenoshu min ha-makulis. If you have stones that fell off this big pile of stones, nearest imai asuras. Shen nearest imai mutaras. If it looks like it fell off, it's still asa. We have Yishmael Oimer. He says no. Sholosh asuras shtayim mutarois. See, it says clearly that even though shenoshu, even though we know clearly these stones fell off the makulis, still it says that if Yishmael only holds, 3 is asura. But Mashmah 2 says clearly 2 is mutter, even though we're talking about Shenoshru. So that, like we said before, we see even the Machlokes is, even after it falls off from the Makulius. So when it says no, Omar Rav answers and says, Loi Taimu, do not say Pshan this bright, so don't have the Girsa, Shenoshru, that you know it fell off from the Makulius, Eleima rather, Shenim Tso, that we just find these stones next to it, and we do not know whether it fell off or not. So this Rabbi Shmuel says, even though it did not fall off, if you find 3, it's awesome. The sub Rabbi Shmuel, the truth that Rabbi Shmuel holds, Shtayim Mutaris, if you find only 2 stones, the 2 stones are Mutar. So Rashi says, we sell. The question is, Pirish, Betoich Arba Amos, that even if you find them within Dal Rama, still it's Muteris. Yeah. For Tani, we learned, Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, Shtayim Betfisala Yasuras. You find two stones. That's Betfisala, Rashi says, means Stam Tfisa Dal Ramas. You find two stones within the Dal Ramas, it says clearly Yasuras. Sholosh, you find three stones, Afilim Ruchokas Asuras. Mashvivin is further than four Ramas, it's also. So not like we're saying now, here was Mashma, even two stones, it's also when it's four Ramas away. And we said before, Bishmol holds Muteris. So where it says, Omar Rovo, Lekash is Ostira. Kan Betrisachas, Kan Bishtei Trisas. That though we say two is also, that's Betrisachas, with one grabbing. Rashi says, Hodik Tony Asuras, Betrisachas, Shein Hefsek Veina Lamakulius. There's no distance, it's not far away from the Makulius. There's no Hesed, there's no dividing point. Therefore it's also, because we say for sure it fell off from the Makulius. Where's the Makulius? Can't be Shtei Trisas. Now the Gemara explains, Vechidomi, what's the case of two Trisas? The Iko Goiva, B'nei B'nei, there's like a little hill, or a Mechitza, between the Iko Makulius and these stones you find now. So that's the question. When you find the machitza, then we say it did not fall off the big makulis, but rather you made it new. So therefore, if you find three stones, it's also. If you only find two stones, there it's mutter. They did not make a new makulis with two. You need at least three stones. Now, o makulis kai gavni mihevei, is it such a makulis like we're saying now in the Mishnah? So the kids are the same shangri mishmoel, that you find these three stones more than four amas away. So for sure they did not fall off the big makulis. But what then? They're made like a new avodah zarah now, a new set of makulis. And how is this set the Mishnah is talking about? Zu b'tzad zu. One, two, three. One next to another. So what's the question? Is this true? O kai gavna, o makulis kai gavna mihevei. Do they make a makulis in this way? What time you will learn? Elohein avnei beis kulis. This is the way they make the stones of kulis. You have to read it carefully. Kulis. Because Toys asked the question, the middle Toys here, Avnei Beis Kulis. Hikshur Ben Atam. Heich Maskirin Shmo. How are we allowed to mention the name of this Avodah Zarah? Kiva and Shein Iksuva Vatayra. This name is not written in the Torah. And the Gemara of Sanhedrin we had, the Ovar Avishem Elohim Acherim Leisaskiru. There's a law not to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. There's only a heta of what it says in the Torah, it's Muta. But an Avodah Zarah that does not say in the Torah, it's also to mention the name. Yes. So how could the Gemara always mention the name of Kulis? Yeah. So the answer is, the Omer Ben Atam, the Kilus Loshen Shvach Shmo. Really its name is Kilus, which means they used to praise it. But how do we call it? The Chum Kinu Oisai Kulis. We call it Kulis. Loshen Lad Vekelos, a joke. So we call it a big joke here. That's why we're allowed to call it Makulis. We can't call it Kilus. Kulis is the real name, that's Lashvach. We have to always pronounce it Kulis. Vizer Ma Kulis. Yechilav Kulis here. Lashem Mar Shriya. Good. Therefore, we call it Kulis, that's a nickname, Leganai, that's Mutan. Now, I remember this. Elohein Avnei Beis Kulis. These are the way you make the stones. Achas Mikan, Viachas Mikan. One stone next to another stone. Viachas Agaben. The third stone goes on top of them. That's the way they make the Makulis. How can you tell me now, you only find three stones, now Mishnah, Zu, Bitsad, Zu, one next to another, it's still also. And the Pshat Rabbi Shmuel is saying now is that it's a new Makulis. You're making a new set of Avodah Zarah. Ah, you don't make a set like that. You have to have one on top. Amarova, Kitanya, he, Be'ika Makulis, there's no Sira. When they first start off making the Makulis the main place, that's only one, and one on top. That's the way they start making it. And then they throw stones and throw stones. Now the minig was, once they have a big one, just like make a noise, make it nice, on the side of it, they would make even a smaller one, another one they would start. When they start a second one, that does not have to be one on top, that could even be one. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that you made the small one next to the big one, so they start making a small one, that's enough even one. Yeah. Now, Beyanai, Malka, the palace, of Yami Malko was Chorof was destroyed. Also, where the Kichav Negoim came, Hokimoi Beis Makulis. They made there an Avodah Zarah. They took the palace and they put the stones there and started to worship it. Also, Oidikov Machir, another set of Goyim came, the Loi Palchilam Akulis, that they did not worship, they did not serve this Avodah Zarah Makulis. So what did they? They got angry. So Shaklinu, they took away those stones. You're wasting your time with those stones. The Chifu Bem Drochim Visar Tois. And they made roads with it. Paved roads with it. Different type of roads they made. So now the Chura, that's a bittel. The Chura, they took it and they mavatol the stones. So true. Iker Rabbon in the Pirshit. No, still there are some Rabbon that did not use this road. They held the road, they still lost the banor, they did not walk on this road that was made from the stones of the base Makulis. But the Yikr Rabbon and the Loi Parshi, to a summer Rabbon, held, no, you're allowed to walk over this road. They did not separate themselves from this road. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said, Bonim Shal Kedoshim, the big Choshva people, they're the children of Kedoshim, Mahalech Alayim, they walked on this road. The Anan Nifrosh Memsha, we go away from it, like Shitit's Mutta. Talmud says, "Man ninu bonim shakadosh." Who are these people that are called bonim shakadoshim? Reb Nachum, Reb Simoy. That was his name. The Amai correlate bonim shakadosh. Why was he called it the son of kadoshim? The Afilu b'tzurta dezuza lemestakel. He did not even look at a picture of money. The picture of the money, even the picture. No, not money. As the picture, they did not look on a tzur on a picture. They did not look on any picture. Not even on the picture of money. What? Plain money, plain money. Did not look at pictures. The shal of Alilim, our typical Tais speaks about it. Tais says here, Banu Shakadashim, Loshin Yochid, Yad Lomestako, Yad Nakin Gufuko, yeah.
Big fish.
The Imtoima, Tais has question, Imtoima, listen to this. My Chasidusik, what's the big Chasidus here? Listen, for Armina Perak Shol, the Yukno Atzmo, Asur Lestaki. Now look at a picture. The yukna, any picture now I look at, I feel in the middle of the weekday. Could have said, Atifnu el halilim, that you shouldn't turn around and look el halilim. So looking at pictures may get you used to looking at idols. So he says, the Shema b'tzurta d'zuzo shirogu liroiz bo todir l'shache b'hafno. There may be a tzur on the money. And everybody looks at you used to looking at that picture, that won't take your mind away from Hashem. At this, you start looking at any statue, any big picture, you can start looking at the statue and forget about Hashem. So here, the Chiddush was upon them, even a surah that they used to sing every day, they used to sing money, they used to sing the picture of the money,
yeah.
But they still stayed away from it. That was the Muslim of the Chiddush. Alright, the kids, they stayed away from this, so they told this.
He says better.
Now, my time, now, what's the machlokes over here? My time of demand to perish. What's the reason the Chum that said it's also? And the Gura, the Goyim, took these stones from the Makulis, and they made now a road. Saying, look, Bito, Godom is there. So, Bolo, he holds, Ki hod yom rav yid lom rav chiyah bar yosef. Omar Rav, Mina yin letak ruvois, Avoris kichovim, Shein lo betel er lomis, and now the Gemara is chosen a little bit. Now the Gemara is going that these stones, when they throw it to the Makulis, it's not still like an Avodah Zarah itself, or maybe just not only an Avodah Zarah, but also as lach of tak ruvois. You're like worshipping it. No, it's true. The first three stones they put down, one and one on top of it, that's the Ikra of Avodah Zarah. Now, when they take other stones and throw it there, they're worshipping it. It's called Takruvus. It's something you're being Makarev, you're serving the Avodah Zarah with. And that's more Chomor than the Avodah Zarah itself. And he holds like that's Rav's Chiddushim, that Minayin, Letakruvus Avodah Zarah Chavim. Here, these stones that they serve the Avodah Zarah with, Shein Lo B'Tel Olamis. There's no way to move up to take off the Isuri Ano. So it comes out that the second time we see that Takruvus is more Chomer than Avodah Zarah itself. Hazilchus Tumah, the Avodah Zarah itself only has Hazilchus Sheretz, Tumah Sheretz, or at most maybe like a Nida. But Takruvus of Avodah Zarah has Loch of Tumah Smeis. And here also, a regular Avodah Zarah could be Mavatl. Once the Mavatl, they're not worshipping anymore, so the spirit goes off it. But if you serve with it, a carbon that they bring for it, we have these stones, he owes en lo betelo lam, it remains also the elam. Shinem, the Pasuk says, v'yitzmudu lebal por, the same Pasuk, v'yerchu zivche meisim, and it says the carbon they brought there was called a mace. So we dash in ma mace en lo betelo loylam, just like a mace, once a person's mace, there's no way to have anor from him. No matter what you do to him, he's still also b'hanor. Is that Takruvus of Chovim and Lo Betelo Lo Yerlom? There's no way to have Hanor from Takruvus of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, these stones, since they served their avodah zarah with these stones, they remain also yerlom. So even if the goyim now take these stones and make roads with them, they held the sasav ano, you're not allowed to walk on top of these roads. They held the samuta. They hold Omar Beinon Kain Tinim. They also agreed to Rav Yisoid that a real takruvos would remain also the heirloom. But it has to be a type of a takruvos, a serving, the way the Jews serve in the Beis Hamikdash. It has to be either a shchita, or else a zrika, or a haktara. It has to be something the way it's done in the Beis Hamikdash. But just on throwing stones, there's no avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, that's not called real takruvos to say it's asur l'yerlom. There it would be yesh l'betayla, vitul. That it's also when they serve. But later you could be vatsa. Yeah. It has to be bino and chain penim v'leko. Here it's not called an avoid the kenei for the Russians. Chain penim means zvokhim shebemikdash. Who do have a takruvos in the sim? But zaveyach l'lehim yichorim. Vitul Hashem l'vadoi. Al-madum yiklifnim kori zevach here. Omer Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, Ikloi Rabba bar Yimya liyasrin. Rabba bar Yimya once came into our city. He came with big news. He came with a new bright in his hand. Says like this: the goyim bring these stones and they build now roads. What here it is? Says they're clearly mutaris. It's more than you're allowed to have enough from it. But again, this takruvos is not Cain Pnim,